in my body's again. Work in the gym and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving us compliment on bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text Ryan to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Eugenics Total Team, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Eugenics Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's Lion to 42424.
Good afternoon, now it's time for Hometown Radio News on your Friday. I'm Mike Bandy reporting Hometown Radio News. This hour is brought to you by Center Financial Group, also brought to you this hour by Iowa State Bank. And right now, current news time 12:11 here at the studio, as we have a current temperature reading outside of 50, cloudy sky. We'll look at your weather forecast at the tail end of this newscast. In the news for this hour, the Alabama School Board approved a contract earlier this week with Riley Armstrong Plumbing and Heating out of Dodge to complete the demolition of the former school building in Laverne. Superintendent Joe Gardner tells KLGA News the low bid came in at just over $508,000.
Right in line with what we expected. Project cost, the Laverne district had set aside dollars in cases of the route we went, and that's right in line with what that was. The bids, six different bids ranging from $508,000 to $889,000,
without
everything in between, so we were happy with the bid.
Carter says there's more that will have to be done before the main demolition of the building can occur.
There is asbestos that needs to be abated in the building. There's some underground tanks that need to be removed. So there's a number of steps. When I met with the city of Laverne, we wanted to work with them and recreate what they needed. And you know, so our hopes are to make it that area is graded. It's needed the basketball courts and the playgrounds put back or remain. And it's something that they could build a new building on in the future if they chose to.
Carter says the work should be wrapped up later this summer.
Part of the midday process was a substantial completion date of August 15th, 2024. The low bid from Riley Armstrong does plan on completing by that date. So they'll get better here in the coming weeks and with the hopes of finishing in August.
Following the merger between Algona and the Laverne School District, residents in Laverne decided to have the building torn down as opposed to letting it stand and become reputable for years. Now, as we continue this newscast, the Water's Edge Nature Center is teaming up with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship on a project that will reduce the nutrients entering the Smith Lake through storm runoffs. Kossuth County Conservation Chairman Kendall Stumpf tells KLGA News they are receiving grant funding from IDALS to help with their efforts.
The project has actually started in the fall of 2023, and one of the kickoffs for the project was the Water's Edge Nature Center had the entire parking lot asphalted, which led to a lot of the rainwater running directly through a drain into Smith Lake, so we wanted to protect the lake, and one of the ways to do this was by the construction of a bioretention cell.
Stumpf says the creation of the bioretention cell is part of a water quality initiative that is a priority for the state's ag department.
We visited them last fall. We were able to get a grant for the project, and the project itself is pretty much directly south of the nature center, right between where the parking lot area is and Lake Shore starts. We've already taken bids on the project and hope to start in the month of May and have the project completed by the end of June.
Stummy says the bioretention cell will serve multiple purposes at the nature center.
Our main goal was, you know, just to protect the lake, you know, the sediment and so forth coming from the parking lot, but also be a good opportunity since it is right adjacent to the nature center with all the filters we have, where we can, you know, show students and anybody really that's interested how stormwater waste treatment happens and what the cycle goes through. And also part of that is the portion that the public is going to be able to see is going to be native grasses and wildflowers. So they'll be very aesthetically pleasing bioretention cell when it's all completed.
He says they knew that when they decided to pay for a parking lot at the nature center, they would be needing to do something about the runoff.
They knew right away when we were planning on doing it, you know, one of the concerns that came up were, where's all that water we're funneling to the lake? How are we going to treat it? How are we going to protect the lake? So we kind of had planned ahead, you know, to do something, and
is receiving a $24,000 grant from the Ohio Department of Agriculture and is one of 14 water quality projects announced this week to receive funding statewide. We're more than a month into spring. Experts say that Iowans who are fishing out on the open water with their kayaks and canoes may want to wait a little longer for safety's sake. Iowa DNR Conservation Officer Nate Carr says that with rain expected today through much of the weekend, water levels will likely rise.
It does help with having to get out and switch to a really good boat from time to time, but it also creates more hazards the quicker that water's moving. As you encounter different falls and trees that fall in the water, it creates strainers. That can be a hazard and something you have to be conscious of.
Well, while we've had some warm days in recent weeks, there are also many chilly nights in the spring. The weather pattern is keeping our lakes and streams on the frigid side.
Water temperatures are still fairly low, which can make someone who's a very confident swimmer into someone who does struggle in the water.
Large bodies of water will take time to warm up, so it may be a few more weeks before it's safe for lesser experienced paddlers to load up boats. In addition to life jackets, the DNR says that you can let a friend or a loved one know where you're going and when you'll be back, and then bring a dry bag with extra clothing to change into should you get wet. We will take our first break of this newscast. The news hour being brought to you by Central Financial Group and Iowa State Bank.
For nearly 70 years, Central Financial Group has been dedicated to helping you protect the things that matter most. You can get it because we live it. From your first fixer-upper, your small business, your new baby boy or girl, and all things in between. We are committed to providing you with the best options for all your personal, commercial, health, and life insurance needs. With offices in Algona, Emmitsburg, Wesley, Ritt, contact the Central Financial Group agent today to discuss and schedule a time to review your needs. Central Financial Group, where you belong.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Mosaic Wealth Incorporated, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Mosaic Wealth Inc. has separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent of Mosaic Wealth Inc.
Back on Hometown Radio KLJ for more of this Hometown Radio News update. I'm Mike Vader reporting current news time. It's 12:17. The Iowa DCI has released a preliminary autopsy result on the body that was discovered in Sac on Wednesday. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson has more.
The autopsy statistic medical examiner used dental records to possibly identify the body as that of 53-year-old David Schultz of Wall Lake. Schultz's body was found Wednesday in a farm field near the area where his abandoned truck was found back in November. Schultz's wife, Sarah, said Thursday she had identified the body by looking at her husband's boots and said she thinks foul play is involved. The DCI says the preliminary autopsy results show no signs of trauma or serious injury. They do not suspect foul play. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
Other news for this hour, a nearly $19 million housing project in Spirit Lake will be built in a few blocks that are from the manufacturing facility that employs 750. Polaris Plants in Spirit Lake produces Victory motorcycles and Polaris Ranger utility vehicles. Robert Smith of Talent Development says that when the project is finished, there will be 126 rental units.
Phase 1 will have the apartments with 62 units. Within Phase 2, we're going to have townhomes, 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath, and parking. We will also have a Phase 2, a community center, a fitness center.
Smith says that Talent Development built similar housing complexes in 27 other communities. He calls it a market-rate workforce housing.
Rather than waiting and having people drive in for a half hour, they can live and work right in the community that they're in. And that's the niche that we like to work in, that the smaller communities need to have people close by.
Spirit Lake officials say local businesses have said that expansion plans are dependent on the construction of affordable housing for prospective employees. Spirit Lake City Administrator Greg Owen says the developers are applying to the Iowa Economic Development Authority for a workforce housing tax credit.
They need to see a local match. The city's local match will be a combination of a $500,000 economic development grant and then a tax abatement.
The estimated value of that local tax abatement is about $394,000. The developers say that local investors and financing have already been secured. The project is approved for state tax incentives, talent development, could close on the property in September, and begin construction before the winter hits. A research scientist in the physics and astronomy department at the University of Iowa is delighted that NASA engineers were able to reestablish communication with the Voyager 1 spacecraft, which has flown further into space than any human-made object. Bill Kurth says that Voyager, which he started working on at the UI 5 decades ago, is now 15 billion miles from Earth.
That's 165 times farther from the sun than we are. It's 22 and a half hours by light time from Earth. That means if it's sending the Voyager, it takes almost a day to get the Voyager, and the Voyager responds, it takes almost another day for it to come back.
Voyager 1 and its twin Voyager 2 were launched in 1977 and are now well beyond the edge of our solar system this past November. Voyager 1 went silent after a memory chip on one of its three onboard computers failed. Days ago, the team at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory was able to restore the spacecraft and regain the ability to receive and transmit messages over the incredibly great distance.
The team at JPL has worked miracles over the decades. They've basically pulled a focusing spacecraft out of the fire a number of times, and I was not terribly surprised that they could do it again.
Despite its aging electronics, Chris says that Voyager is still sending back information that's important to researchers who are trying to understand the fabric of our universe.
We're now in a region of space that no instrument or spacecraft from Earth has ever been. It's in what we call the interstellar medium. That's the stuff between the stars. So we're outside of the extended sun's atmosphere for the first time, and we're making measurements of that medium.
Much like the Mars rovers that far exceeded their original lifespans, Voyager 1 is expected to continue soaring into deep space. NASA says its generators may continue to have power to run its instruments through 2036. But we will take our final break of this newscast. When we come back, we'll have a look at the forecast and more.
Helping people succeed, I understand.
It's a familiar phrase, shop local. But do you know what happens when you bank local? Choosing a local bank for your home loan is good for your community.
Your local bank knows the market. Local lenders know all of the details and the people who can make your home a reality. If questions arise, your local bank is here when you need them, right here in Algona.
Shop local home loan through the local home loan experts at Iowa State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we get to your weather forecast now. We do have cloudy skies outside. The forecast for the rest of your Friday does call for a mix of clouds and sun. That'll give way to showers this afternoon. High 57 in the southeast by 5 miles per hour to just about 25 below. Tonight, showers likely low around 53. Thunderstorms after night and wind south at 20 miles per hour. Saturday, cloudy high 68, winds west about 50 miles per hour. Saturday evening, rain likely a low of 53, northeast winds 10 miles per hour. Sunday, thunderstorms with a high of 67, winds southeast 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, thunderstorms evening, a low of 46, winds southwest 10 miles per hour. And as we get over to your weather facts for today, a high yesterday, it reported 68 degrees, overnight low 50. Record high this day, 87. That was done back in 2012. The low, 21 back in 1907. Average high is 63. The average low is 40. Sunday today was set around 614. Sunset tonight set for 814. Sunrise tomorrow set for 613. Sunset tomorrow night set for 815. Right now, 1224 here at the studio.